for that.
You know, there's.
But people, I was like, okay.
I don't know if a lot of people do that, but I've seen guys shave their beard in the car on the way to work.
What?
Yeah, but it's like not if they have a long beard, but a bit of a stubble. People, I see them drive to like work or something, and they're late, and they shave in the car. Just with like let it all fall into the car.
Oh, I find that. Oh my god, yeah. That's disgusting.
Yeah, but I've seen that as well before. It's weird. It's really weird.
Oh Jesus, I don't know if I can get behind that. To be honest, that's all right.
Yeah, I mean the 30 seconds you spend longer at the in front of the mirror or in the car, I don't think that's gonna make the difference if you're late.
Yeah, I guess so. All right. Well, welcome back. That was a little weird intro to the episode, especially because this week's episode is might be a little heavy.
Yeah.
But it'll be good, man. I think this episode is going to help some people. And just alone knowing that other people have gone through it and made it out.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's a topic a lot of people talk about, but it's a topic you should never stop talking about.
Exactly.
So I think we just carry on with the conversation where people left off, and people are going to carry on from our conversation.
Easy. Yeah, so this week's episode is... it's a tough episode. Hits home personally for me. I don't know. Have you had any struggles with mental illness, Connor? Or like depression, anxiety, anything like that?
I'm the type of guy where I'm not sure because I block me personally.
That probably means that you haven't.
No. I block out things. I think probably if people tell me what counts as mental illness and things like that, I'd probably be way in that category. But I personally just go like, nah, I'm fine. It doesn't, like, although I feel shit or I feel really bad and I have bad thoughts, I just pretend that or I tell myself it can't be that bad.
Uh-huh.
And it's not healthy the way I deal with it at the moment or have dealt with it.
I mean, if you had asked me what my opinion was on mental health like 2 years ago, I would have told you like people with mental health should get their shit together.
No, that's
and
not
what... Stop crying around.
That's not what I think.
Yeah, for example, when I hear that's what I thought two years ago. It's difficult to explain to somebody what depression or anxiety is or any other mental health related illnesses to someone who hasn't experienced it yet.
If I hear that from someone else, I'm fully aware that this is a problem and we have to talk about it, and it's not an easy thing to deal with. But I think if these things come to me, I don't allow myself. Like,
You don't allow yourself to feel?
Yeah, or I don't allow myself to have the conversation about it. I just stay on my own and just try
you just
to
like
deal with
push
it on my
through,
own.
Which is also...
Yeah,
I mean,
it doesn't work.
Yeah,
like,
that's
what I do know.
Well, different strokes for different folks. You know, what might work for some people might not work for others.
It works sometimes, but there's certain points probably a lot of people go through where just pushing through it yourself might not work.
Yeah, I mean, I've made like extensive... amount of notes and self-reflection on the topic.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I see it, depression is not it's not a constant darkness that you feel 24/7. It's like a string attached to the back of your neck that gets pulled at whenever it feels like it. And because the presence of that string is constantly reminded, it takes a toll on your mental health, which leads to various problems.
Yeah, it is what you're touching on. What makes it so dangerous is that it's very invisible. Like, I don't know how many people
you don't see people as well, like, who have mental illness.
Yeah.
Sometimes they can come across as the happiest people ever, but really they cry themselves to sleep every night.
That's for example how I always am. When I go out I'm always happy or I try to be normal.
Yeah.
But that doesn't reflect how I am when I'm on my own or what I'm thinking about. It's just when I meet up with people, I just put on this, no matter how I feel, I put on this happy mood somewhat and just I don't know.
Well, sometimes when you fake being happy, that leads to actually being happy. That's what I like. Sometimes I'll wake up one day, I'm like, I'm not really feeling it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll force a smile.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually that smile becomes genuine and it works for me.
Yeah.
Fake, you know, like that fake it till you make it kind of motto. I mean, 2020 for me wasn't the best year.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, the worst year of my life. It was tough. And when I had, let's say, self-diagnosed depression, it, like I said before, it wasn't a constant thing. I had ups, The problem was the ups and the highs and lows were so extreme that I could have like an awesome afternoon and be the happiest I've ever been, and then 1 hour later just like fall into a deep hole and then just like wallow in my self-pity.
And you had no control over it. Like the smallest things could lead you to fall into a hole, which normally shouldn't be the case.
There were so many triggers that would spark the most unnecessary despair.
Which is a sign that you're still in it, even though maybe you feel good, but suddenly if it just something small kicks you back into that that state, you're still fully in it.
Yeah. I mean
you go.
Well, ask me questions, because this isn't an uncomfortable topic for me to talk about, but I do feel like, even though I'm not 100% comfortable putting myself in such a vulnerable position, I know that anyone that is dealing with it right now, like I was in 2020, if I heard someone that I know talk about this the way I am right now, it would have definitely given me some hope or made me feel better.
Okay, so let's start here. We can establish that you have dealt with it mostly quite well. Or you're in a state now where you would say,
right now I'm doing good.
Yeah,
I'm doing better than good. I'm doing really well.
Yeah.
There are some days, of course, where you know you get like a. It's just one of those days. I think
but everyone has that. But it's just a that. Day, and overall, it doesn't overshadow.
I'm like 98% over everything that I went through that year.
So we can say you've worked through most of the things, or mm-hmm. you put yourself in a position in a place where you're happy.
I'm happy. I'm enjoying the present, and finally looking forward to the future, which I hadn't done in a while, and I'm able to look at myself in the mirror and be almost 100% happy of who I see.
Yeah. So what I always find interesting, what I would like to ask you, is how long would you have said did you deal with this whole thing? Like how long did it? It's probably like it's a longer period. It's not just a few weeks where you felt like shit and you got yourself out of there.
Here's the thing with at least how it was with me, it wasn't one thing that happened and then that was it, and then I was like mentally ill.
Yeah.
It was the accumulation of a bunch of different events that piled up on each other before I was able to get over one of the other events that then just kind of like built up on top of each other and then made me collapse, and then it was very hard to get over all of them.
But overall it was probably a few months at least.
I would say even a year.
Yeah.
Over a year. Yeah. It properly started February of 2020.
Yeah.
And began to end in September of 2020, and then properly ended, I'd say, January or February of 2021.
Mm. Okay, good. Because what I wanted to kind of establish is that a lot of people, I think, they try to get out of these situations, these depressions. And they're good for a week, and then they're back into feeling like shit.
Yeah, but then you haven't gotten over
it. Yeah, no. What I'm trying to say is that it's a long battle, and it's an uphill battle, and it's a difficult battle, and it takes time.
Yeah.
It takes a long time, and everybody's different. Some people are faster. Some people probably take even longer than you did.
Damn, you're like reading off my notes almost. I literally wrote, everyone heals differently, and there's no rush because there is no expiration date.
Yeah.
You have to get better by this point or you're done. Just know that you will regret not experiencing all the opportunities that you had missed out on because you were sad.
Mm-hmm.
So it's best to know that and try and get over it as quick as you can. But of course, there is no rush. And if you do get over it, you have to make sure that you properly have done so and taken appropriate and healthy measures to do so.
Yeah, I think what's very important is always, I think the first step is try to stop avoiding your feelings and try to realize where you are at that point in your life and how you feel, and then just start wherever you're at. If it's really bad, then just work yourself back to a place where you get back to a positive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
But I think just the first thing always is to realize that you feel like shit and you can't avoid it anymore.
That's definitely the first step.
It's what a lot of people do.
Accept the fact. And in my case, it was, I always knew that I wasn't doing well, But the only time where I was able to properly accept it was when close ones and family members came up to me and said, Mark, you're not the same person that I remember you to be.
Mm.
You're not the happy guy, the outgoing guy, the social guy that we all know.
Mm.
I became an introvert.
Mm-hmm.
I lost balance between my physical health and also studying for school.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like trying new things. I was completely content with staying at home, watching YouTube videos, yeah, and smoking and just, my
Juul. Yeah, being by yourself, yeah.
It was.
And probably got to a point where it was unhealthy, because there's people who like to be on their own to a certain extent. Yeah. But you got
no,
to a point
it wasn't.
Where
it wasn't good. It wasn't good. I started developing really bad habits that you could also see physically. I broke out.
Yeah.
Started getting bad skin. I wasn't in shape. I had problems breathing sometimes, like really deep, heavy breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't sleep.
Yeah.
And when I slept, it was like shaking in a nightmare.
Yeah.
That's how I slept all the time.
Yeah.
And it wasn't fun. I'd wake up tired.
Yeah, it's
every day.
It's crazy how your mental state can have such a big effect on your physical state. And
yeah.
It's insane. I think a lot of people don't realize that, how it can not only take a toll on you mentally, but also physically.
Yeah.
And therefore over your whole life.
I think it's also important to accept the fact that if you have gone through something super emotional or traumatic, it's important to know that there is a possibility that you may never fully get over it.
But if it's really bad, most people, like, for example, if you're, let's say your mother dies or something like that. I think that's something most people will never get over. It's just something you have to deal with and have to get to a point where you can manage that pain in the best way possible, that you still can get on with your everyday life.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has the ability to rebuild themselves into someone new, regardless of the scars that their traumatic experience left them with. It's just a matter of coming to terms with the fact that those scars may always be there.
Yeah, exactly.
But that can also be seen as a good thing, because you were able to learn from that situation, and now you're able to take those lessons and adapt it to any future scenarios or situations in your life, and help you grow to the person that you're meant to become.
Yeah, that's a ideal scenario, where bad things that happen in your life around you, you can use them in your advantage and build character around it and have experiences.
Yeah.
I think that's a ideal scenario if that happens, or you're able to do that. But yeah, it's a difficult topic, definitely. I think it's crazy how many people struggle with that. And I find it really positive how, I think over the recent years, especially also on social media and things like that, people have started talking about it a lot more.
Hmm.
Also people in our age, because especially nowadays with social media and all these things and the pressure we have at our young age,
it's a lot easier to fall into that.
I think I have a feeling that often older generations, they almost don't get how early some people start with depression our age nowadays. It's crazy.
It's just because older generations they lived a different life than us, right? They had different standards. They had their own problems that are different to the problems that we have, right?
We're just exposed.
And I'm not saying I'm not saying that one generation had harder problems than the other one. There's
generations that had to go to war.
Exactly,
or different countries, if you're not from maybe the Western world like we are, that live in a completely different struggle than we do. At the same point, we're talking about things that. That what I'm trying to say is that people everywhere, in whatever situation you are, you can have depression.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Even it's a typical example of you see these super rich people supposedly have everything in their life, money, all the fame they want, and then
but they're still not content with their lives.
Yeah, and then they turn out to be depressed as hell.
Because
maybe.
Surprise, materialistic items don't bring you happiness in your life. And that was also a thing that I had come to learn in 2020, when I wasn't doing so well, I came to realize properly realize just how important family is, and close friends. I mean, if I didn't have the support of my family and certain close friends such as yourself that were there to offer a helping hand or answer my FaceTime call or whatever, it would be difficult to say that I would have made it through that year. We're going deep.
Yeah.
We're going deep. It was tough, man. I mean, do you remember how many times I would call you?
Yeah, definitely.
Almost every day.
Yeah.
Almost
often.
Or if it wasn't, no, I would call pretty much every day someone.
Yeah.
Because I was holed up in this mini apartment in a student dorm. Everything was online. I had no social contact to anyone.
Yeah, it was a shit scenario.
I was living in a depression hole.
That's a problem. A lot, sadly, I think a lot of people experience this here in our, at university. This life, because of Corona, you couldn't do anything anymore. Yeah. And if you're already in a shit place, something or a few things might have gone wrong that year for someone personally, and then you're pretty much trapped in a box. You go insane. Your mind has nowhere else to go but stay in there, and then suddenly you're trapped.
It was definitely difficult to keep sight on the future and know that this isn't how your life is going to be forever.
Yeah.
And there was a point where I was like, okay, like I've come to terms. This is how I'm going to be for the rest of my life, and that's okay. I like become okay with it almost.
Yeah. Suddenly you can't see past like your own four walls anymore. Yeah.
Did you see a change in the person that I was during the year 2020?
Yeah, the problem is I only saw you over FaceTime calls. We didn't see it much personally. But what I can see now is that you went back to just being more yourself. Like you do more of the things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
It's not which probably leads back to you not being confined in just one room. You're going out, you're meeting people, you're trying to do different things, even things like TikTok. I don't know if you would have I don't know if you would have done that in 2020.
No, probably not.
Exactly.
I was too self-conscious.
And that's just, it's a small thing, but it is a kind of a sign maybe to the difference in you that you pursue or do these things, not even to pursue anything, just because you're having fun with it and you don't mind anymore. You want to share things about yourself.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. There's a quote from Tom Hardy, the actor.
Oh, I know. I know that one.
He says,
that's an amazing quote.
He says, all right, let's see if you know. Nothing is more dangerous than a person who healed himself with the help of nobody. If you can rise up from the shit they left you in, there's no motherfucker out there who can tell you shit. Speaking from experience, that's the truth.
It is.
Now, I'm not saying that I went through that year completely alone, but
no, but there was
because I had my family and everything, but I didn't see a therapist, even though it was recommended for me to a few times. Pretty much went through that entire year alone in my little cubicle of an apartment, and there's a certain power that can't be taken away from you when you get through some shit like that by yourself.
Yeah, I mean, you tripped up in a sense, and someone just helped you up, but you still had to finish the marathon was in front of you.
Yeah.
Or some people, your surrounding, they help you get up from you falling down, but you still had to finish the race yourself.
It came with a bunch of different realizations that slowly helped me dig myself out of the hole that I was trapped in. One of those things was what happens most of the time. Isn't really our fault. We can't choose what happens to us or what people do to us. So if you've gone through a said trauma, trauma is not something that can happen to you. It's how you respond to what happened in your life that made the situation you were in become a trauma.
Yeah.
For example, in my case, I had moved away from home. I was studying in a university that just wasn't for me, and I wasn't thriving in it.
Mm-hmm.
I had gone through a breakup at the time, And then on top
which
of like,
didn't help your uni experience.
Which exactly.
Kind of fucked you
which,
in the sense why the
role,
uni experience didn't work out as
and
well.
And then on top of that came Corona, and that all happened within like a month, right? All the bad exam grades, the breakup, everything online. I was just like completely overwhelmed. And then I didn't make active steps or talk to anyone to get over those things.
Yeah.
So I just kind of...
Yeah, like I mean, to a certain extent, you if you take it quite literally, you made the first step out of your parents' home, and the moment you took a step, suddenly the full fucking world fell.
The world was like, fuck you, bitch.
get back into your place, kind of. And it's not easy if you don't have experience yet, and you suddenly, you probably go out in life and expect a lot of experience, enjoyment, and happiness. And suddenly it just switches in you and everything negative happens.
It was bad.
It's not. It's definitely not easy.
And
it lasted long.
I wasn't like, say with the situation of university, I'm not much of a quitter. So even though after the first semester at this university, I was like, this isn't for me. I don't feel happy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I don't want to be a bitch and quit after one semester. So I'm going to push through and try and turn it around. And I managed to almost, and it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I was like, damn.
Shit.
So already self-esteem is just bad. It's at a low, kind of asking myself, yo, what the hell went wrong? Because in school, I never failed any subjects. Never failed any subjects. Every report card I passed, and not just passed, but like I was doing well.
Yeah, you're doing well.
So I was wondering, okay, what is my... I had like a little bit of an identity crisis, and I still don't know who exactly I am. I think that's normal for people our age, which is
definitely
fine. It's totally fine. And then came the breakup, and then I was like, it's kind of, you know, you get used to someone or something that's there every day of your life, and then when it's like stripped away from you, you're like, oh my god, it's like a drug addict. It's like you take the opioids of a drug addict away, and he doesn't know what to do. That's how it felt like. It was very awkward and uncomfortable to be in a situation where, for the first time since a little bit, I was alone.
It's,
not really, but I was single.
It's your whole structure was kind of pulled away from under your feet. Plus, adding on that it's not just it got pulled away, but it left a negative effect on you.
Yeah.
So then you had nothing to hold on to,
and
you were kind of pushed down through certain things.
To be fair, I kind of put myself in that own situation. I stopped myself from building a proper life in Munich. I had put this person before myself for quite a while, gladly.
Yeah, I disagree
but
to a
just,
certain extent. Because
also,
because you did put yourself into that situation, definitely, because you make your own choices.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if sometimes, and I think you did the same, you go down a rabbit hole and you don't realize you do. And it just, you do one step after each other and you're going deeper and deeper and deeper.
And before you know it, you're really
deep.
In
it. And then you realize, you maybe know, okay, shit, I'm fucked, I'm depressed and whatnot. But then you're in the hole, and then getting out of it is probably will take you as long as it took you to get into that hole. So I don't fully agree with you, like trying to, like putting yourself in that position. Oh, I put myself there. I think maybe
unknowingly.
Yeah. I think what's good, what you said, you can take experience and lessons out of this. Hopefully in future, if you ever get in back in, or you have another time in your life where a lot of things might go wrong, just so you have that kind of that security of knowing, okay, I've gone through this to a certain extent before.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, okay, certain things I'm not allowed to change in my life, or I have to keep going so I don't get into that dark space again.
There's, among a bunch of other things that I will say after this, there's one very important thing that I want to say. I've heard this from past, I don't know, acquaintances that were also not in the right place, and they start talking about suicidal thoughts, or you see like certain drawings or the way they speak, and you're like, hey, don't be getting any of those thoughts.
Yeah.
Anyone, no matter how depressed you are, If you have suicidal thoughts, you're fucking selfish. You're fucking selfish, because let me tell you why. There are some people that still care about you in this world. So no matter how shitty your life is right now, if you take away your life, you're going to make the lives of your parents, your siblings, your friends complete. This is a bold statement to make. I know this, but I think it's completely selfish. And when I look back at the year where I wasn't doing so well, in the position that I'm in right now, which is only a few months later, I kind of laugh about it a little bit, or I appreciate the experience. Imagine then in 5-10 years, how much I would have experienced, and I look back at this year and I'm like, oh my God, bro, I went through since then, it's nothing.
I know. I agree to a certain extent that I find the decision of taking your life really difficult if you have kids, if you have family. And I agree that people should try to fight, because even if not for themselves, but for the people around them that love them. But I do acknowledge as well that some people, although they get the love from their family and from their loved ones, they just can't see it. Everybody else might think you're getting the love, but them in that situation, they can't see their hand in front of their own eyes. Like it's a really difficult topic, and I agree. I think if you're well enough to still think about, oh, the people around me and how much I might hurt them with taking my own life, I hope you're able to make the decision not to do it. But I think there's people who are that bad where they can't see anything around them.
Of course.
And it's just difficult.
Yeah.
And I hope that everyone has someone who if you're that bad, helps you or sees that and helps you get over it. That doesn't happen, because not even if you hurt anyone else, but it's not worth taking your own life. Yeah. It's not worth it. It doesn't fix shit. It doesn't.
It doesn't. It really doesn't.
So and there's always someone out there that wants you to stay on this earth and be with them.
There's a little tip I'd also give to people that maybe know someone that isn't doing so well. And honestly, like the smallest gesture
just ask.
Can help them, save them, dude. Like,
just random message. How are you doing today? Or something like that.
Yeah. Or like, for example, when you would call me instead of me calling you, you don't know how much that shit meant.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You don't know how much that meant. Even to this day, like, I realize the worth of it, and I don't take it for granted at all anymore. So, like, really, the smallest things, like. Hug them 1 second longer, compliment them, dude. I think it was in March or something where I was pretty much over it. I had a friend of mine, the friend that we always talk about.
Oh yeah,
she complimented me. She sent a text message. Oh, yeah. I don't know how we got to it, but it was something along the lines of, "Would I ask you to hang out with me every day if I didn't think you were awesome?"
Yeah,
bro. I started crying.
Yeah.
I was like, why am I crying? And I realized it was because I never got compliments, especially from women, regardless of whether they were friends or romantic. Yeah. I was like, oh my, is this what it feels like to be complimented? Oh, this is crazy. And it was such a nice compliment as well.
That's also a topic. Maybe we should keep that for a different time. This idea of compliments and men.
Oh yeah, that's a different episode.
It's crazy how little actually men get compliments and how much it means to them.
Yeah.
Because they don't get that appreciation that maybe someone else gets.
So yeah, but I think we know next week's episode. I'm excited to talk about that
topic,
as well.
But right,
I've got some things I'd like to say as well.
Okay.
Now that I've like come out of that situation, what helped me was certain statements that I told myself and realizations that helped me dig myself out. And you have to find certain motivations that will help you. Connor, you're breathing so loud.
Sorry. I'm just really intending that I get into it. Sorry.
Okay. One of the motivations was to prove everyone that doubted me or had shit to say about me wrong. Like, yo, I'm a lot better than you think I am.
Yeah.
And it was kind of a motivation to say, like, fuck you, look at me now, right? That was one of the things. Another thing was for me to be who I was before all that shit happened, that the shine that radiated from me. I missed the person that I was, the happy sunshine that like just transmitted energy into the room as soon as I walked in and brightened people's day up. I missed being that person. And I was angry with myself and other people that I let that get taken away from me.
That was one thing. That's important.
I also realized I need to stop holding on to things or people just because there's a history. Just because there's a history.
And generally trying to move on before it gets bad is important.
Yeah, but properly move on as well. Yeah. I wanted people to know why I'm worth knowing. Why, like, have people be able to meet me and say, oh, I'm happy I met this person, and I understand why people see him as this and that and that, all these positive traits.
Yeah.
I wanted people to know why I'm worth knowing.
Yeah.
Another question I asked myself was, when was the last time I did something for the first time? I had done the same shit every day.
New experiences, yeah.
Now, like, I'm doing all this new stuff and it's so fun.
Yeah.
And I finally feel like, I finally feel like I'm living again.
Yeah, put yourself out there.
I also realized, or came to realize, what and who lights me up. Right? If you like, I'm going to use the same example. If you like hiking, go hiking.
Yeah.
If you like a certain person, if you like hanging out with a certain person, like me with you,
yeah,
I'm gonna hang out with you more.
Yeah,
that's something that helped me get out of that. Practicing self love, hyping myself up, complimenting myself on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm an 11 type of mindset. That's
crazy.
While also holding modesty and kindness in your heart.
But it's crazy how important or how well that works. That's something I would love to try. I haven't done that yet because every time I think about that, I think, what the fuck, you know?
Like, man, I'm the shit, man.
No, but I always think if I feel down, I've heard about this or thought about trying that, and I'm always like, oh, why the fuck would I tell myself that I'm great? Like, who am I to tell myself? But it actually works. If you keep it in a modest way, it actually works. Just trying to hype yourself up a bit and just realize that you are a great person.
Yeah, for real. Another thing, unfollowing or cutting out people that don't make me feel empowered, informed, or inspired. Really truly surrounding myself with people that I feel like I can learn something from or really enjoy their time. There's no need to hang out with people that
if people just pull you down and they're exactly not worth it, then why hang on to them or why still follow them or whatever. If the ratio between the relationship you have with them, if it's more negative than positive, what's the reason?
So that leads me to my next point, is what aspects of my life can I improve by removing things that aren't working anymore for the current situation in my life? Maybe there are things that worked beforehand, but now that circumstances have changed, maybe some things just aren't right anymore. I need to cut that shit out right now.
Yeah.
For example, oh shit, do I want to expose myself really bad? Let's say on some Friday and Saturday nights where I was alone and really doing bad, I'd get like a 6-pack of beers, watch Netflix, and just kind of drink by myself. Not ideal.
Yeah.
Not ideal to in the long term.
Yeah,
but it's so easy to want to numb yourself from whatever you're feeling through alcohol or drugs or activities full of adrenaline that could put yourself in danger.
That's stuff I've seen before as well. It's the difference between a casual drink because you like a drink and the difference between taking that casual drink to a state where you're trying to numb yourself and just get through another day by drinking.
Okay. Write down a list of long-term goals and call it your vision for your life. Reference it often. Keep it in your mind as you're trudging through what might be born of day-to-day tasks. It's because it's easy to question what you're doing with your life when you don't have a why, a reason,
something to give reason to the small things you do every day. Something to give reason why, if you have a shit day, or why
to keep kicking, why to get out of bed even on the shit days.
You in your job and you have to do something you don't want to do. Give it reason why it's worth it.
Also, write down short-term goals. What this does is it forces you to make more active decisions in your life to live your life.
Yeah.
For example, New Year's, I set out 4 things that I wanted to do this year.
Mm-hmm.
It was be successful or more successful in the second semester of university than I was last semester.
Mm-hmm.
Start a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And all I'm saying, man.
Yeah. We've done that.
Travel, which I've done and will continue to do so. Yeah.
Hopefully with
COVID corona safe, of course. Yes,
nobody, yeah. Hopefully.
But even if corona, like, I'll do day trips, go to the mountains or go to a different town and just see shit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to speak in existence like corona will let us.
Of course.
I really
and
hope so.
And the fourth thing was do my sailing license, which I have yet to do. But I set those 4 things out for this year, and if I do those things, it was a good year.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
Especially I realize now, like, I'm making more active decisions and active steps to make sure that stuff happens, and it's crazy how much
especially
it does.
Especially as
you.
A bounce back year, that would be great.
Yeah. So you got to aim to be great as well. Slowly build health habits that lead to a godly temple of a body.
Try to be the best version of yourself.
Exactly. Build social habits that lead to great relationships. Build learning habits that lead to a vast knowledge. Do what you want to do. Let go of your ego and do truly what you want to do. Nobody lays on their deathbed and regrets voicing their opinion that one time or asking for something they wanted or explaining how they felt.
That's one of the scariest thoughts I have. Lying my deathbed and regretting I haven't done something.
Exactly.
Imagine you're coming to the end and you say, oh, I wish I would have done that.
That's exactly what you don't want. So if you want to meet up with someone, invite them. If you miss someone, call them. If you want to be understood, explain. If you have questions, ask. If you feel uncomfortable, speak up. If you love someone, tell them.
Yeah, and at the end of the day,
if
it doesn't work, what's the difference to it not working or you not doing it in the first place? None. So do it, and if it works out, that's the best scenario.
I also always say it's way better to fail than to not know what could have been.
Yeah. And even do things, even if it's not your best piece of work or you're not your best, what you could have done at your best, it's better than not doing it at all. Always
exactly
try it and do it and go out there and
that brings me to my expose yourself. That brings me to my next and final point. Start today. Start small. You don't have to go hard. Jog that 1 mile. Drink that one glass of water. Eat that apple. Delete that old contact. Attend that one event that you want to
that's
do.
One thing.
Write one paragraph. Start today and repeat it tomorrow. Because consistency is key.
Yeah, that's one thing I've realized as well. Because I'm a especially in regarding school or school has put me in a place where I became like a procrastinator. And this idea of, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or I'll start tomorrow from tomorrow onwards. It never works that way. If you do that way, I'm going to start an hour or something. Fuck that.
No,
start right now.
Do one sentence at a time.
And if you start right now and you wanted to do an hour's worth of work, let's say, and you've only done 20 minutes.
You've still done 20 minutes.
It's better than doing the 20 minutes because most likely if you would have said, okay, I'm going to do it in an hour and then I'm going to do 3 hours, you're probably not going to do anything at all.
Fact.
So start now. And if it turns out to only be 20 minutes, you've probably done more than if you would have pushed it on. And tomorrow you can build up on that.
And that works in all aspects of life.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Shit. Ooh, it was a little bit of a longer episode. But.
Yeah, but it's not bad. And I think was interesting.
I hope that if there's even one person that can take something from this, then I'm happy that we did this episode.
I felt
a little dizzy at one point. I was like, god damn, reliving all this shit, not very fun.
I think everybody and just take a look at your own life, and if you realize now that maybe you're in a bad place, talk to someone.
Take a look at the lives around you as well.
Yeah. And just
because you never know. I had like best friends. I didn't know shit what was going on in my life when I was at rock bottom.
Mm.
So far. Hopefully that's rock bottom. Because yeah. Then it can only go up from here, you know? It's
for sure.
Only go up.
Yeah.
All right, bet.
See you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the episode.
Yeah, we appreciate it a lot.
Yes, sir. Know what I'm saying?
Tell your friends, follow us and everything as we say every week on Spotify, iTunes, on Instagram.
If you know anyone that's struggling, maybe, you know, share this episode. Might help them out.
Exactly.
You know, the smallest thing.
See you guys next week.
Take it easy.